We want to take the scriptures from the book of Romans. I'm just speaking from Pastor Ambrose's last week's sermon under point number two. I'm just extending it a bit from point number two that Pastor Ambrose was sharing last week. And I bring us a message, spirit-led believing, and our text will be Romans chapter 4 from verse 18 to 25. The Bible says this, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact. He faced this fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. You know, to imagine the promise of being a father of many nations in the backdrop of being 100 years, and the Bible is saying that he was as good as dead, a moving dead, and the womb of Sarah was also dead, there is really no room for a son. Based on that particular statement. But there is a God in heaven, hallelujah, who is able to turn the tide around if we shall believe. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. There is a promise from God that is able to deal with your situation regardless of how the situation sounds, regardless of how the situation is. There is a promise of God. I will repeat that again. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words it was credited to him were written not for him alone. Not for him alone, but also for us. But also for you. That is where Pastor Ambrose says, I believe it. I receive it. It is mine, and nobody can take it from me. But also for us. You can make it first person. And also for me, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him, in our God, who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Remember, Jesus was raised from the dead. And we've just been speaking about Abraham, who was as old as dead, and Sarah, whose womb was also dead. But we have a risen Savior. Hallelujah. We have a risen Savior, the God who gives life. Hallelujah. Bringing what is dead to a place of finding life. Jesus, the author of life. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life, raised to life for our justification. God does not treat us as our sins deserve, neither does he repay us from our iniquities. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. We can give praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. When he looks at you, he doesn't judge you according to the sin you committed yesterday. He's a good God. His love cannot be measured by any standard. Jesus gave an open invitation on the cross, and he died for all people and died for all sins. You are coming to Jesus from a place of knowing that he loves you. He's not quick to judge you. He's quick to love you. He has stretched out his hands, shed his blood for you. A place to know that the table of reception has been prepared for you by Jesus himself. Let's appreciate the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you love us so much, so much so, that Lord, you would give yourself, give your life on the cross, that through the giving of your life, we may receive eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. You've made it so simple that we only need to believe. Oh God, give us this understanding that we only need to agree with you, to believe in you, that we may receive the gift of salvation, the greatest gift, and to be reconciled with you and to be called your children. Father, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may have your seat, and may the Lord bless you. We are still in the year of the uncommon spirit-led impartation. Just remind your neighbor, we are still in that season of the uncommon spirit-led impartation. It is also the season of spirit-led impartation that is uncommon. We are still in the season of the spirit-led uncommon impartation. So we are in a good season, that God is still doing the miraculous. God is still doing the exceptional. God is still doing the remarkable. God is still doing the unprecedented. Hello? It is a good season. God is still working. God is still at work. But there is a requirement. We must be led by the Spirit. We must be in step with the Spirit. We must be Spirit-led. So today I share a message, Spirit-led believing. We've just read from Romans chapter 4. Against all hope, there was no hope. I don't know whether in the congregation there is anyone 90 years old. If you are 90, raise up your hand. Okay, no one is 90. 80, no one is 80. You can imagine now at 100 years. And you can imagine Abraham at 100 years. God has given a promise that he will give him a son and that he'll be a father of many nations. 100 years old. God does not function according to human standards. God does not function according to human laws. God functions according to promise. God functions according to faith. God functions according to his word. It doesn't matter the situation you are going through today, but understand that it is an opportunity For God to show himself mighty on your behalf in that situation you are going through. I believe each one of us is carrying with them a testimony to testify about who God is. But as God comes to minister to our needs and revealing himself as the God who ministers to us at that point of need, the importance of believing in his word. Believing in what God has said. That will take us to the first point. Believe in the word of God. You see, every day we face different situations. Every day we face different challenges. Today I want us to call them opportunities for God to glorify himself in your life. The reason is we are created to glorify God. If we are created to glorify God, then everything we shall face, if it will be good or bad, it will be for the glory of God. For all things work for the good of those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. Therefore, those are opportunities, moments for God to glorify himself in your life and to reveal himself as the God who meets you at your very point of need. Believe in the word of God. So look at your situation and understand there is a word in season to be able to handle your situation. And understanding that word, you must believe that word that has been released concerning that situation. Believe in the word of God concerning your situation. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. There was no hope. 100 years, no hope. Even the Bible says that Abraham was as good as dead. In the physical, that was the end. In the physical, that was his end. We all know that in this world, when we are here physically, death becomes the transition to glory. So here is a man walking dead and a wife whose womb is also dead. There is really no hope for a child. 100 years, no hope. But there is a word that God spoke to Abraham. And God is saying, your condition is not too big for me. God is able to meet every condition and situation you face. And there is a word that he has released for you to know he is able to minister to your condition. If at 100 years, Abraham had a son at 100, and in this congregation, nobody is even 80. And according to the way things are, if you look at a 100-year-old person and to imagine they are going to bear a son. I'm trying to imagine Sarah in the delivery room. When she went to that delivery room, just to imagine she was in Pumwani Hospital. And probably I can imagine she was 99. She was 90. The first thing the nurses will see, they will ask her, are you sure? Yo tumbo ni mtoto kweli? Are you sure that you're not having some gas inside there? Are you sure that you can be able to push this baby? Are you sure if it is going to be cesarean section or normal delivery? Are you sure that you have a baby? And I can imagine Sarah entering that delivery room and saying, at 90, I have a baby. God is a miracle working God. Let me tell you, it is not too late. Hallelujah. It is not too late for God's promise. It is never too late for God to start working in your life. Don't put yourself in the space of time and start working with time and saying, well, I think at 60, I am retiring. At 70, I'm retiring. At 80, I'm retiring. Let me tell you, Moses began his ministry at 80. 80 years old. He has to lead the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. So when he's finishing his ministry, he is at 120. And the Bible says his sight was intact. He could even see the promised land. And I can imagine he was chewing all the maize that there was those days. He had no problem with his teeth. He had no problem with his sight. When God is on your side, things are aligned. I want you to imagine Abraham at 100 years. How was he taking care of the baby? I mean, women, please help me. 100 years, and Isaac is crying and asking for nyonyo. Now, where this milk at 90 years? God is able to bring up all those elements to their rightful position, even at 100. He is a good God. It is never too late. Don't give up on God because things are somehow not seemingly working for you. There is a word from God. The reason you are here. There is hope. There is hope beyond your challenge. Sometimes we are busy wondering about the facts of life. Yes, the business is not doing well. And therefore, I don't know what to do. The Bible says, for I am the Lord who gives you the ability to create wealth. It is the Lord who gives you the ability. Yeah? And it is also said in Isaiah, please give me Isaiah 45. There is something there about secret treasure. Isaiah 45. There is secret treasure and you are struggling about finances. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of. To subdue the nations before him and strip kings of their armor. To open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I'll go before you and I'll level the mountains. I'll break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you what? Hidden treasure, riches stored in secret places. And this is not just the island. And you are telling me you have financial problems. Have you asked God about the hidden treasure? In the Bible, there is treasure hunt right there. God, you have treasure in the secret places. Can you give me the map for the treasure hunt? Let me see you unfold in your word, your marvelous light for me to see great things that you have in store for me. There is hidden treasure in secret places. And you can ask God to reveal this treasure to you. Believe in the word of God concerning your situation. Pastor Edith was praying. And while she was praying, she said, receive your healing. You see, now we need to believe and receive, like Pastor Ambrose keeps telling us here. I believe it. I receive it. It is mine. And he continues to say, the devil can do nothing about it. When Pastor Ambrose is telling you to say that, he's simply lifting up your faith and reminding you there is a God in heaven telling you you can rise beyond your challenge, beyond your limitation. We have a God in heaven who sees through your challenge. There is a God in heaven who knows your need. God is able to see you inside out. God is able to identify with your situation. We have a high priest in heaven who understands everything we face. God knows where you are. God knows your location. God knows your GPS. And I say God has your package. Only believe. Only agree with God. Only align with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and experience the uncommon. The only problem we have is one day we are praying from this point and telling God, oh Master, I am in this need. And I need you to minister to me. And the Lord sends an angel to deliver the parcel to you at this point. Then, after 2 days, you have moved your location to this place. Now the angel comes to deliver at their point of asking, at your point of faith, but you have moved your destination to another place. May you walk in the Spirit. May you be in step with the Spirit, because God wants to visit you in this season. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. There is a word for you. Abraham believed. He believed in God irrespective of his circumstances, irrespective of the facts. What are the facts you are dealing with today? Are they too big for God? Are you behind in your rent? Are you behind in your mortgage? Are you having a financial situation? The Bible says in Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He is the Lord of the land. I remember once I was late in my rent and I told God, I pray that my landlord will not be asking me for money when I don't have it. So that you prepare me to wait as I wait on you. That Lord, would you provide at the right time so that when he asks me, I will have it in my hands. And let me tell you, God answers such prayers. I remember once my son was sent out of school for fees. And I am not doing business. I'm trusting God. Of course, that day I was working, but sometimes your expenses can be more than your income. I told my children, go to school, don't worry. And my son is called Yeshua Mohotani. Yeshua is Joshua. Mohotani in Kikuyu is the victorious one. Now, you know, he was in school for about 3 months, about to finish the term, and I had not paid the fees. Now, the teacher, when I came to pay the fees after the Lord had given me the money, and my son is going to school without paying fees, who told you that according to the system, that is the way it's supposed to be for you? You are different. Hallelujah. You are different. I know some people are telling me, you know, Pastor, you see, sawa. Let me tell you, it depends with how you what you believe and how you pray. So how are you praying your prayers? Maybe that's the way I pray mine, eh? Like Nigerians who say, that's the way I pray mine, oh. Yeah? So the day of paying the fees, I went to school. And I went with the money. Then the teacher is asking me, what is his name? He was in primary school. Yeshua Mohotani? Yeah, Yeshua Mohotani. He checks and says, you know, I could not see this name. He could not see the name. Then he said, how can we send Yeshua home? It is a Christian school. So you know what Yeshua means. Yeshua means also Jesus in Hebrew. So how can we send Jesus home for non-payment of fees? I don't know how you are praying your prayers. Maybe you should try my style. It still works. It is the same God. And it is not too big for God. Believe him. Believe in his word. This word is a person. This word is Jesus. He was with God since the beginning. He was with God when creation was happening. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he was with God and he knew about your life. Even the situation you are going through right now, he already knows about it. You only need to activate your faith and tell him he has the name that is above every name. At his name, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that he is Lord. He's very close to you. The one who is closer than a brother, his name is Jesus. Let's appreciate the Lord. He has said his name is Emmanuel, God with you. He has not abandoned you. He did not abandon Abraham concerning his promise. He was with Abraham. The same way the Lord is with you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord is your shield at your right hand. The Lord is watching. He keeps watching. Your help comes from the Lord. Your help does not come from the bank. Your help does not come from your work. Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and the earth. I don't know whether you can understand what the scripture is saying. He is the maker of the heaven, the maker of the sun, which continues to shed its brilliance from creation to this very day. Our God is consistent. He's intentional. He's deliberate. He loves you. That's why he has given you life. If he has given you life, he has everything covered. Hallelujah. He has everything covered for you. Only believe that is able to take you through that situation. It is not too big for him. This word is a person, and the person is Jesus. Media, please give us John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them right, not privilege, right to become children of God. The moment you will understand who your father is, God is my father, the maker of the heaven, the maker of the earth, the maker of things I have not even seen. It will change your perspective about him. You will not focus on your facts. You will focus on God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to his power that is working within you. That power is within you. God has given you that power. He has given you authority. Use your authority. Use what God has given you. Believe in him. Believe in his word. Believe in Jesus. And things will take a different trajectory. They'll become children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. It makes all the difference. He's saying, you are mine. You are not from this community or that community. You are mine first. I created you. You belong to me. Identify with me as your father. Believe in me. Receive me as your Lord and Savior. The word is a person. The person is Jesus. Give us verse 14. The word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of God, full of grace and truth. Jesus is full of grace. I don't know even how to explain that. Jesus is full of favor you do not merit. Jesus is full of grace. He is full of favor. He has full favor to give out. Jesus is full of truth. Jesus is the light that shines in the darkness that the darkness cannot comprehend it or comprehend him. Are you in a dark situation? Jesus is the light. Are you in a strange place where you don't know the way? Jesus is the way. Are you feeling depressed and oppressed? Jesus will set you free. Are you feeling in your heart you have no peace? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Let's appreciate the Lord. Believe in his word, because his word is true. The Bible says in John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. What you are saying here is the truth. Believe that truth for yourself, for your situation, in the fullness of time. God will come through for you. Allow me to move to the second point. Believe it. Receive it. Receive God's promise. The Bible says in verse 20 to 22, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith. He did not waver through unbelief. You see, if Abraham would have considered the facts, he would have really struggled with unbelief. How can it be? I'm 100 years. My neighbor, Kamande, is 80 and he has no children. My other neighbor, Onyango, is 85 and he has no children. Or maybe he is no longer, the wife is no longer having children. I am 100 years. There's a lot of unbelief in such a conversation. But Abraham made a choice. I'm not going to compare myself with the others. I choose to receive God's word for myself because I am different. I am different. You are different. You are called out. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. You can call on Jesus and he will answer your prayer. You are different. Tell your neighbor, I am different. I am different. I'm different. I'm different. Yes. He did not waver regarding he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. Let me tell you, the promise of God concerning your life will come through. Come rain, come shine, whether the devil likes it or not. When God says it is time for Pharaoh to let the children of God free, whether there is a sea or not, God will make a way for you and you'll get to the place of your destiny. Believe in God. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He makes a way even where there seems to be no way. Why is that in the Bible? Why is that in the Bible? That God can separate waters in the sea and cause his children to pass through. The descendants of Abraham, because there is a promise. There is a promise that God must fulfill. Hallelujah. If there is a promise, God will do everything that needs to be done to fulfill his promise. If it means opening the sea, he will do it because he has promised. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. God keeps his promise. What you need to do, because God keeps his promise, you must identify what are those promises that God has for you. And you can tell God, God, you are a promise keeper. You are covenant keeping God. And on the basis of your word, not my word, this is your word. Now, Lord, I pray that you minister to me according to your word. And believe it, and you will receive it, because God has promised. Whosoever shall ask, shall receive. Whosoever shall seek, shall find. Whosoever shall knock, the door shall be opened to them. It is a promise and it is true. If it were not true, like Pastor Edith said, you are not given an invitation. Why are you? This Sunday, come to Parklands Baptist Church. You must come. Actually, you have come. You have filled this place. You have filled the pavilion. You are watching online and you are even giving. Right? That is God at work. He is the one who has brought you here. Believe in his word. Receive his promise. He's a promise keeping God. What is my assignment to you? Go into his word. Look at his promises. Standing on the promises of God. Stand by those promises. Because those promises will stand. God promised Abraham. Promised Abraham at 75. Abraham continued to wait on the Lord. He did not waver. He did not worry. He believed in this God. Abraham waited for 25 years. 25. It is not a coincidence that we are in 2025. This is the season for you. The Lord is coming through for you. In this season, God is coming through for you. God is coming through for you. The season of the uncommon. God is coming through for you. Only believe. The word has been released by our senior pastor. It's the year of the uncommon. Spirit-led impartation. It is not too late. Just believe. God is coming through for you. This is your time. This is your season. Do not focus on the facts. Sometimes we are dwelling so much in the facts of life and forgetting there is a promise. Receive your promise. Stand by the promises of God. The promises of God will not be shaken by your situation or by your circumstances. Media give us Hebrews 11 verse 1 and give us in Amplified. We must have faith in this promise and believe God and receive what he has said. Faith is the currency. Before I read that scripture, faith is the currency which brings prayers into our realms, prayer requests into our spaces. We receive by faith. We believe and receive by faith. And once we connect like that, the manifestation follows. Abraham is called the father of faith. We can pick from his life and be able to see God at work in our lives. It says, now faith. Hello? It doesn't say yesterday's faith. It doesn't say tomorrow's faith. It says now faith. is the assurance, title deed, document of ownership and identity, confirmation of things you have hoped for, divinely guaranteed. Hello? God has already given you a title deed, a document of ownership of that promise. As if that is not enough, he has divinely guaranteed it and given you the evidence of it. Faith is the currency of heaven that brings down every promise of God into your space. Do you have faith? Believe in the word of God. Receive God's promise, because what God has promised, he will bring to pass. Let's give a hand clap to Jesus. His promises are true. His promises, in 2 Corinthians 1:20, the Bible says, for all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. Not out of Christ. They are yes and they are amen in Christ. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance, to the place of turning around. God is not quick to punish. He's quick to love. He's quick to minister to you. He wants to be glorified through your situations. He's a faithful God. May we trust him. May we believe in him. May we take those promises. Hello? When we'll go to heaven one day, and God will be asking you, why didn't you believe? Then he'll be telling you, do you know you were supposed to be living in Runda? Then he tells you, these were your vehicles. This was your house. I remember Pastor Ambrose sharing about a house with many rooms. And I don't know how many toilets. And you know, since you are used to this small place, you just think small. Yeah? Forget about the facts. Focus on God. He's able to do great things in your life. Just know that. Those great things are supposed to happen here. Hallelujah. They are supposed to happen here. Hello. We are not in heaven yet. When people will be talking about great things that the Lord has done, what are you going to be saying? Ah, mimi nilikuwa tu na mashida tu. You know, God, me, I was just in trouble everywhere. And the Lord will tell you, okay, you wanted me to show myself as your deliverer. That's what I did. I kept delivering you. Because your understanding of who I am was at the point of your deliverance. May we see God in a big place in our lives, that we may say, God, we see God, we are saying, oh, Daddy, I thank you for so much you did for me. We can believe in God's promises. We can receive God's promises. There is something unique that Abraham did, which I want us to capture in that verse. It says this. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised, that is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The verse before that says, verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. He has not yet received his son. Hello? He has not received his son, but he has something to give to God. I don't know whether we are getting this. It is still a promise. It has not been fulfilled, but Abraham has something to give because of that promise. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I believe when Abraham gave glory to God, Isaac was released to the family. He gave God something because of the promise. He went over and beyond, gave glory to God. He said, Father, I am 100 years. My body is weak. my wife's body is dead. But because you know, he was not praying like that. You know, you know, 100 years, you don't pray like that. Father, I am 100 years, and you can see even my legs cannot take me to the next room. But I believe, and I give glory to you because of what you will do. When you pray like that and you are in that condition, what will God not do for you? It is beyond your situation. You are giving glory to God even when it is not. The time has not come for you to receive that blessing, but yet, because you love God, and you know He is true, you are giving back that glory. Telling Lord, I may not have this job. I may not have this contract. I may not have this money. You see, that is the point of faith, and that is the point of receiving. That is how you receive. You receive by saying, God, I know. This is my condition. Lord, I know I am sick because that is the fact. But there is something else that I know, that you will heal me. I know that I'm behind in my bills. Lord, I know I've received the notice about my business. I'm operating at overdrafts. But Daddy, I know that everything belongs to you. The earth and its fullness. That is giving glory to God. Not saying, hey, woy, 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 my guy, woy. Eh? No. You are giving glory to God. And when God sees that, He will come and turn the tide around. May we give glory to Jesus. Even when the enemy comes like a flood, even when the enemy decides it's going to come like a flood, we will tell him, you have come like a flood. But the Spirit of God is raising a standard. The Spirit of God is raising a standard against the enemy. The enemy will not overtake you or overshadow you. We have a God in heaven who has authority over every principality and power of darkness. And we declare today, you are blessed and blessed indeed. And the enemy has no hold over your resources. In the name of Jesus. The enemy has no hold over your children. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, the enemy has no authority over your blessings. In the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God has blessed you. And you are moving from one level to the other. Because God is a good God. Always doing good things to you. Always desiring good things for you. Because He's a good God, always doing good. Let's give a hand clap to our God. He's good and good all the time. All the time. God is good. Even when it is not looking so, God has not changed. Hebrews 13:8. He is the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Only believe. And receive the promises of God over your life. And finally, we need to finish. We need to finish. And in finishing, we are saying that we need to appropriate. We need to appropriate God's righteousness. God has put you in the place of right standing with Him. Because of what Jesus has done, God has put you in the place of finding rest in Him. I remember when Jesus was crucified on the cross, and the curtain at the temple was torn in two. Jesus gave you access. Jesus gave you access to the holy place, the holy of holies. It is an uncommon place, but God opened it for you with His hands open wide on the cross. Jesus said, you are no longer in your sins. Your sins have been atoned for. I have made you right. Only confess your sins to me, because my blood has been shed for you. Appropriate the righteousness of God. The Bible says, The words it was credited to him, verse 23 to 25, the words it was credited to him were written not for him alone. By the way, you have credit. You already have credit. In heaven, it has been credited to your account. Because of Abraham, you have credit. The creditness of righteousness. The words it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but also for us. But also for us. More than 2,000 years ago. This is a credit you needed to have withdrawn from your account. Still there. Not for him alone, but also for us whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life. Jesus was raised to life. Every dead thing, when it encounters Jesus, life is released. What is it in your life that seems to be losing life? Jesus is there for you to release life. There is resurrection power. Jesus was raised from the dead for your justification. You are no longer in your sins because Jesus gave his blood for you. Appropriate this truth for yourself and know that God loves you and he desires good for you and that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Anytime the devil tries to accuse you that you are such a sinner, remind him what Jesus did. And if he said you have sinned, tell him, yes, I have sinned too. And I've not sinned against you. I've sinned against God. What's the problem with you? You are the devil, but I've sinned against God and I'm confessing to my Father. And because Jesus has given his blood on the cross for me, I'm no longer in my sins. My sins are washed away and I'm justified. I am the righteousness of God. I think you need to forgive yourself because sometimes you look back and you just have those flashbacks that you are such a sinner that God cannot save you. There is no level of holiness beyond which the blood of Jesus cannot reach you. I say to you again, the blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. There is no altar like the altar of Calvary. There is no altar like the altar of Calvary in this life and in the life to come. Jesus is the answer to every condition you face. May we trust him. May we believe in him. Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe. Lord, we choose to believe. Even when facts are contrary, we choose to believe because you are faithful. Father, help us to receive the promises, the guarantee in your promise that you are true and you always come through for us. Help us to receive this blessing because it is ours. And help us, Lord, to receive it. The gift only remains in the hands of the giver until it is received. Now help us to receive. Father, we pray again that we may understand that you love us so much that you will give your life on the cross. That we are no longer in our sins. You have released your grace, your righteousness. You have justified us. Help us not to look backwards. Oh Lord, help us to look forward. Because you have saved us. You have redeemed us. You have bought us back by your blood. And therefore we honor you and we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Your grace continues to be sufficient in our circumstance. We bless you, Lord, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.